I'm Lynn Scher here with Amy Holmes. We're in for John Hockenberry today. Capitol Hill lost one of its most respected and most feared names yesterday. Longtime Washington columnist and pundit Robert Novak died after battling brain cancer. He was 78. For 50 years, Bob Novak relished his reputation as the so-called Prince of Darkness and co-author of Inside Report, the country's longest-running syndicated column. Amy, did you get a chance to get to know Bob in Washington?
I didn't. I met him once or twice, but you could also have called him the king of cable news, which is something, of course, close to my heart. CNN put him on the air the very first weekend that the network launched.
And he was a fixture. Joining us now to talk about the legacy of Bob Novak is Michael Calderon, media reporter for Politico. He wrote an article talking about Capitol Hill's reaction to Mr. Novak's death, and Al Hunt, the executive Washington editor of Bloomberg News. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Al, let me start with you, and let me first offer my condolences. I know he was a great pal of yours. What should we remember about Bob Novak?
We should remember that for more than a half a century, he loved every day of what he did. And he did it with a relish, and he did it with a passion, and he did it with an intensity and a conviction that few will ever equal. And he loved it. I cannot imagine Bob doing anything else. We disagreed, Lynn, we not only disagreed on politics and taxes and all that kind of normal stuff. We disagreed on wine. We disagreed on food. We disagreed on basketball. And I'll tell you, virtually every moment was a delight because he was smart, he was funny, and he would hate this when I would say it. He had a wonderfully warm side to him, too.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask. I knew him a little bit, certainly not well, but certainly his image, Al, was tough. He was a rough guy when he went after somebody, and yet from you, from many people, I've heard that underneath he really was this kind of softy.
It was both. He didn't put on a persona for cable television or for a column. That was the real Novak. He deeply resented when Richard Pearl, a Reagan official, was dubbed the Prince of Darkness because Bob knew that he was the genuine, authentic Prince of Darkness. And he didn't like any of these fake pretenders. But he coexisted quite comfortably with this other side, which was incredibly warm to friends and anybody in need and of course, family.
You certainly know, and Michael Calderon, you also know, that Bob Novak was such a big force on Capitol Hill that he often became the story. And you can't say his name without being reminded of the Valerie Plame affair in 2003. Here is what Bob Novak himself had to say about being forever linked to that scandal.
I always say that if I were to drop dead right now in my obituary, it would be in the first paragraph. And, you know, it's a very small part of my life. But it's what a lot of people know me about.
Okay, Michael Calderon, you actually did write a kind of obituary. Was it in the first paragraph?
It was not in the first paragraph. Although I did scan, I remember that quote, and I did scan some of the others, and maybe it was about a 50-50 chance that it would have ended up in the first paragraph.
How much did that hurt his career, do you think?
I think for people like Al or others who knew him for decades, you know, I think they know Bob Novak as a great journalist and somebody who was, you know, feared on Washington and was breaking news every week. But for others who may only have known him in the past few years or just from some of his CNN commentary, it's something that could tarnish his legacy because it did put him out in the spotlight. And, you know, it was sort of an agonizing investigation that lasted for a couple years. And whenever you discuss the investigation, you kind of had to go back to the source. And it was Bob's naming of Valerie Plame in a column in 2003.
Al, this is Amy Holmes here.
Amy.
You've said that it was actually difficult, though, to pin Bob Novak ideologically, that he put scoop above slant.
Well, yeah, no, he could. I knew what he was. I knew where he came from. I never had any doubt about it. I never thought Bob was a squishy liberal. But yeah, I think he cared a great deal more about the story than he did about his ideology. And if they coincided, that was great. But he could savage conservative Republicans as well as liberal Democrats, and he did. Bob, first of all, was a journalist, a columnist, a reporter. He couldn't have done anything else. I mean, Bob never. Can you imagine Bob as a chef, or Bob as a doctor, or Bob as
a greeter?
Hard to imagine. And he also famously, Al, converted to Catholicism. Did he not quite late in life?
He converted to Catholicism 11 years ago, and I remember going from the baptism over to a reception afterwards. And I was walking over with Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who had that legendary line, "Now that Bob's become a Catholic, I wonder if he'll become a Christian." It's a line that we all love.
Michael Calderon, in your piece, you got a lot of quotes from a lot of other folks that knew and worked with Bob Novak. What surprised you the most, or what touched you the most by what you heard from them?
I think both from journalists who knew him for several decades would just talk about, you know, him as this pugnacious columnist and somebody who was you know, never content without, you know, getting a fact into a column, and you know, something that's more rare and rare these days when you have columnists who are just opining. You know, Bob was very much motivated by breaking news and by actually reporting, by getting on a phone and getting things out there. And, you know, we also spoke with some younger journalists, you know, some who are more conservative, but who also do reporting and blogging and actually see Bob, you know, as something of a role model to the way that they do the reporting, even, you know, well over 50 years after Bob started here.
And one of the takeaways I'd take away from this. One is that this is a man who understood that reporting is what mattered. And two, that even a dyed-in-the-wool conservative could be good pals with the liberals. So Al Hunt from Bloomberg, thanks so much. Michael Calderon from Politico, thank you both for sharing your thoughts on the legacy of Bob Novak.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.